Voters in Alabama overwhelmingly have rejected a $1.2 billion tax increase. It was proposed by the state's Republican governor. The increase would have poured more money into education and helped to resolve a $675 million budget shortfall. State officials now will have to decide where to make cuts. Melanie Peoples reports from Birmingham.
Alabama's Governor Bob Riley, the man who never once voted for a tax increase in the 6 years he served in Congress, says he gets the message loud and clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard what the people of Alabama have said, and they said very clearly tonight, we do want you to be good stewards, but we want a smaller government until you prove to us that you are stewards of our money.
And then he delivered the bad news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to reduce government. We're going to have to reduce government services.
Exactly where all those cuts are going to come from is unclear. But Alabama State Superintendent of Education Ed Richardson is already bracing.
We have to cut $100 million out of our budget. The finance director has told us that. Personnel have already been hired, so you can't cut them at this point because they're under contract. So the only thing left are textbooks, teacher supplies, professional development, library enhancement. People look at you and say, what are you doing? That's the only choice we've got.
And Richardson expects it's only going to get worse.
Then, when we come into next spring, you're going to see the cuts at about $300 million or so, which means that's almost 10% cut. And so we'll be cutting personnel big time. I would say it'll be over 4,000 teachers and about 2,000 support workers that will be cut this next spring.
Meanwhile, Alabama's prisons remain overcrowded, and the state has already had to start shipping inmates to private prisons in Mississippi and Louisiana. And the state's Department of Mental Health is closing all but a few of the state's mental retardation facilities. Governor Riley had tried to convince voters approving the tax increase and lifting the tax burden off the shoulders of the poor was the Christian thing to do. A family of four in Alabama starts paying taxes once its income reaches $4,600, the lowest threshold of any state. Opponents of the tax increase stated several reasons for rejecting the tax plan. Aside from just not wanting to turn over more of their hard-earned dollars to the state, many said they would have been more likely to accept a tax hike if the revenue had been earmarked for a specific purpose, instead of its spending being left up to the discretion of legislators. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.